What time it is? The Sun Splash Mix Show, and we always have this nice little segment where it's like Sound Clash Class. It's a platform and it's a space where we're just gonna have a little conversation with a selector. So today's guest is Jimmy Split from King Shine Sound. Wagwan, Jimmy.
There, boss. There, nice place, you know. Wagwan, long time.
Let's talk about Jersey. You are New Jersey. But is it because you're big in New Jersey, or you're just the big one that travels a lot of places from New Jersey?
Well, I mean, as far as Jersey, when it comes to the Sound Clash thing, I mean, I guess you could say over the last 10 plus years, it's kind of been, King Shine has probably been the leading sound. There's been other sounds, you know, out in the race, pushing Jersey out there like that, but I think it's probably the consensus that, yeah, the last 10 years or so has been about King Shine.
It's a solid to have that as a part of your resume, a part of the story about the sound, King Shine. And now let's talk about having a platform. We used to be able to just go to record stores, go to barbershops, talk about music, Sound Clash, but now it is social media. It's about having your own space to curate your own conversation about your own sound. You got your flyers on your page. Your sound system's supposed to put up a couple mixes. What do you think is working for you with social media that probably ain't working for everybody else?
Well, I think the main thing is people think the mystery is better. Me personally, I think it's better if you kind of let people in a little bit. Show your personality. Show who you are. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to be fake, just be yourself, but open the door a little bit, let them see a little bit. Now, I'm a little bit different. Like, I like social media, I love social media, I like interacting. So my door and window is a little bit more open than the average person, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I love social media, you know, all forms of it too, you know. You gotta do what it takes to push your sound, you know what I mean? You gotta walk the line. You know, keep some of your, can't, you know, get too personal with it. But, you know, you definitely got to have that social media presence. I don't know anybody who's out there doing it and don't have a social media presence.
There you go. And you can speak as the selector, as the boss, as the guy mixing it down, the juggling guy, and the clash guy.
Yeah, it's crazy because as far as my sound, I pretty much do it. I'm at the point where I do everything. I play the events, book the events, voicing dubs, mixing dubs, remixing dubs, social media push, right, uploading audios, the YouTube channel, making sure the SoundCloud stuff get promoted. I do all of that. Like, I'm like a one-man band. Like, it don't bother me as much. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind doing it, because at least with me doing it, I know I can control the narrative. Like, I guess the one disadvantage would be, like, if you got 4 and 5 members, you can have more people pushing it, but then they might want to push and promote something that you don't think is, you know what I mean? With me just doing it and everybody else basically saying, your world, I kind of can control all of that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's good to have that creative control, if you understand what I mean.
I like it. King Shine is the sound. And there was an era in every sound. You get popular on the road, in your community, in your state, in your city. Then sometimes you have to take on the road and you get in a little bit more bookings. We soon going to talk about Canada, but let's still talk about a United States-based sound system. 9 to 5, some of us have. Some of us, you know, barber, and, you know, we still play a sound. But King Shine Sound, as a member and an owner, you could host, DJ, rent the equipment. So the sound works when it want to work.
Yeah. The sound pretty much, it works when it want. I mean, it's to the point where, like, as far as the sound system and all of that, we still got all of that, but that's kind of went more to the background. Like, the sound system will come out. Say, if I had a clash, and people say, yo, bring your own sound, then I will bring out the sound. You know what I mean? But like, as far as booking the sound and all that, we kind of eased off of that because, you know, like, family life, regular life, you know, like, I do selecting and DJing, but I also work, you know, and my partner also works. So it's like, who's going to go carry a sound system with speakers, you know? Weekend, he might be working. Weekend, I'm flying here. So it's like, who's going to be? So the sound system thing, mm-hmm. kind of left that, you know. But everything else, yeah, it's all systems go. And me personally, I work for myself within my own personal life. My 9 to 5, I work for myself. So the DJing thing works with it. So it's like, when I'm ready to, if I have to go away for a week, I could just go. I don't have no schedule that I gotta stick to, no supervisor that I gotta put the weekend before and all of that. Like, I got a lot of friends who got some good jobs, and it's like, because of their good 9 to 5, certain dance hall events they can't do. And it's like, so it's like, mine kind of works out for me. I work for myself, so it works out, man. And yeah, I take advantage of all that.
And we respect that. Again, we're trying to be just as transparent, because you could have the sound man, sound woman, sound person lifestyle on an island. But even on an island, you still have to go make our money, right? You still got to. This is not mortgage money that you mix in with sound system life.
No, never. Now, it's to the point where the beauty, like the last, I can tell you this, Prince, the last, since August of 2015, up till now, I've had 30 clashes. All about different continents, different countries, different everything. Word. I say that to say the sound has reached to a point where I don't have to go in my money and spend money to when I take on these clashes and these events now. Now, what I get paid from these events is enough to pay for the sound, pay for itself. If you understand what I'm saying. Like, when I do an event and I do a clash, I'll take 2 clashes. Say if I take 2 clashes, $5,000 a piece, that's $10,000. If I have to take half of that to voice dubs, I'm voicing dubs for both events.
Right.
Where do you think the other half get to go? You feel what I'm saying? You put some down in the King Shine little account, put some down in your pocket. Take, here you go. Give some to wife. You know, here you go. You know what I mean? Like, so it works for itself. It all works for itself. You give yourself a little pay for the night. Same thing. And it's like the beauty of my situation is I got a team that who they don't have no ego or nothing. It's like they built the sound and they built it from the ground up. And then it's like they graduated it on to me. And the only thing they want to see is the sound bus. They just want to see the name bus. The sound go global and it make its name. Like, they already know the amount of money you can make in it is not super, super big and super, super huge. But it basically put me in a position to where the money that make, it could work. I could give myself a thing and I could take care of the sound. So the people that originally built everything, I don't have to go to them to say, yo, I'm ready to cut dubs. None of that. The sound does it for itself. And that's why I laugh at when people say, oh, this business, you can't, this, you can't. I say, well, come holla at me, man, and I'll show you how to do it. I'll show you how you can make money, you know? Yeah.
That's what
I tell people that all the time.
We rate transparency when it's necessary, and you have receipts, and then you have success in your accolades. Let's talk about, again, traveling, because for some reason, Enrieta up in a 6. So Genocide in the 6 is coming up. So why? What is the fan base? What is the promoter link? Why is it kind of easier to open the dub box in Canada?
Canada is a place like, well, first, I think the first thing about Canada is my love for Canada is real. From the first time I ever went, like, I just was like, yo, this vibe is different. Like, you know, different areas, different territories, everybody come with their own different vibe. And Canada's a place where the people come with a vibe. Like, you know, New York, they pretty much seen it all, done it all. So it's like, they there, they like, okay, entertain. Where a lot of other places, they walk into the place with their own vibe. You know? And like Canada is a place where it's open to different songs. You can try different things. And Canada is a place where their local artists and stuff like that is a big deal to them. Wow. Stuff like that. So it's like you got to bring a different vibe and different energy. So like I naturally loved it. And then like I think the people there kind of could feel like you could fake and be like, oh, I love this place. But then you can really show it. And I think they really could really legitimately feel like, yo, he got a real affinity for this place. And it's like me and that Canada vibe kind of go together. So I'm there a lot. You know, like I can't even tell you how many times a year I'm there hosting, clashing, juggling, everything. Like everything you could think of, any type of event I've done in Canada, every type of event. And it's like I don't see it stopping because it's like I legitimately love going there. It's one of my favorite places to go and play in Canada. Toronto specifically. Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, those places is lovely, man. They're lovely to play. Like the vibe is like that, you know?
Murder. And when the promoters call you and they say, all right, and then, you know, we don't talk about the business, but I like the fact that business is getting handled. Jimmy's yes. allowed to travel and clash often. Win or lose, a lot of wins.
But way more wins than losses. That's why I don't mind a loss every now and then, because I got way more wins than losses. Way more than double.
Rebel Tone is relevant, ain't relevant. All right, well, Climax, yeah, you got to watch out for them. What is it about the Sound Clash, the sport, that you have to pay attention and don't slip up?
Yeah, you already know. Clash is like boxing in the sense, when you want to compare it to a sport, right? Because... Yeah. Boxing, you could be fighting 12 rounds, losing on every scorecard, 5 seconds left, uppercut, win the fight. That's how Clash is. Clash, you could be winning all night, winning every round. Somebody play one song, change everything. You know, momentum. The unpredictable nature of Sound Clash is what makes it great for me. You know, and entertainment, man. It's about entertaining. Like with me, I get a mix of all. I get to play music and I get to be jovial and have fun. Like everywhere I go, people always be like, oh, Jimmy, you should be a comedian. You should be a comedian. I'd be like, I am. Shit, you should come to the clashes. I make people laugh all night. You know? I probably make people laugh more than some comedians at their shows. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody throwing no tomatoes at me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so
yeah.
It's all in one. You get it all. Like, that's why I try to tell people for me, Clash, winning and losing is not everything. If I bust a place all night and people enjoy themselves, and when it's done, people waiting to get pictures and shake hands and all that, I'm good. Winning and getting a trophy, all of that, that's just the extra, you know? Like, but I'm good. Like, I got so much stuff packed in this corner, but I would show you the trophies, but like, hold up.
See that.
Like, I'll just give you a peek. I'm in my storage room. Like, as you can see, like, it's more in the closet. You know what I mean? Like, trophies, we well decorated. You know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of wins. Like, those winning Seriously. Is not winning ain't all for me. Like, people enjoying themselves more than anything. Gaining. If I go into a clash and I gain a handful of new fans, that's like the best. Like,
murder. We only have them for a couple of minutes right here. Sound Clash Class, Sound System Culture. A lot of people are doing, like I said before, we used to have a lot more record stores, barbershops, hair salons, just a corner. We used to be able to talk. Now it's a platform where now we have radio stations, online radio. We have weekly platforms. Is that working in your favor, or is it working for the culture?
It's working for the culture for sure. It's definitely working for the culture. I like when I see all these different people making platforms. My only issue with some of the people making platforms, you wish they were a little bit more informed, like of more of the history of the thing. Like a lot of people making platforms, and it's like, I think that they would be better served if they be more real to how long they actually been listening to Clash, how much they actually know. There's a lot of guys coming out with platforms and they let their age try to dictate like how long they've been involved. But when you talk to them, you can tell their knowledge lets you know, like, but the more the platforms, the merrier. Like, for somebody like me, my own personal platforms is still what's best for me. Like, that works for me. Like, if I'm not able to, like, I don't need platforms anymore. I reached to the point where when you got Instagram, Twitter, IG, I'm saying Instagram, I already said Facebook and all those things, you pretty much, you got every source to reach out to the diaspora, to the fans, that SoundClash fan base, or juggling, whatever type of fan, the dancehall community, period. So, like,
that's right.
The way that I know how to work it and you know, navigate that social media world, I personally don't need those platforms, but they definitely help. They help everybody. I go on them. I don't need them, but I definitely use them. Yeah, I definitely use them. Need? No, but I use them. And they're a need in the business because there are younger sounds who don't quite have that name that those platforms introduce to some whole new, you know, some brand new faces. But yeah.
That's what it is. You get new fan base, you get new promoters in different territories. The artists and producers are listed because sometimes when King Shine plays a rhythm, it's not because you played it first. Maybe it's because you EQ'd the rhythm, you use the stems, you remix the dub, you fly it on a different rhythm. Sometimes, what is it that you think with some of the rhythms and some of the dubs you play, like, catches people off guard?
Well, difference, man. Like, even, like, not, like you said, with nowadays technology, we have way more of an advantage than the selectors that had back in the day. So selectors kind of had to work with what they was given when it came to rhythms and stuff like that. Nowadays, with all this technology, you able to strip rhythms down, strip this down, take this and do that. Like, so your stuff should sound different. You know, like, a lot of people be like, oh, Jimmy, you play this rhythm, but yours, theirs don't sound like yours because they don't realize it's the small little intricate things that I've done. Or not, if not me, my brethren sample might have done. Took the rhythm and add this and take away that and put this in and take, you know, stuff like that. And it gives it that different sound that just when yours come on and theirs come on, for some reason they like yours more and they can't figure out why, you know? Right. So it's a formula to it, man. It's definitely a formula to it.
I like it. Two more before we move forward. So right after that, just because you had a Dennis Brown and just because somebody had an Alton Ellis, that doesn't automatically make that the sound system's anthem. It was how many times you used it, how many times you killed with it, how many times the ladies danced to it. It's been 20 years and you dug it up and now you put it back in rotation in your juggling. So what is the anthem song rhythm that, hey, no matter what, when I play it, y'all are dead for King Chef?
Yo, probably, my most effective rhythm probably would be Worries in the Dance, Channel One's cut of Worries in the Dance. Like, there's a couple rhythms that I have that I brought back, that I bust back and all that, but that juggling that I have on that Channel One version of Worries in the Dance is like, it's a staple. It never fails. Everywhere I go, people want to hear it.
Yeah.
Numerous sounds have ran in and came with their version of my same juggling, same artist, same everything, just different song. Mm-hmm. Like, so I know I've been, and before I was playing that rhythm like that, it wasn't even as popular within the dance and within sound class like that. Now almost every class you can hear the rhythm. And I know, I can look at myself and know that I'm personally responsible for that. That and Be Everywhere, the DJ Be Everywhere. I'm a boss by Be Everywhere that sound class. Nobody care. I'm not ask Christ. And I'm not saying I bust Be Everywhere. And of course, I'm not bust Be Everywhere. I'm not old enough to do that. But it was a point where you didn't really sound clash. You didn't really hear Baby Wayne like that. Mm-hmm. With me, on my song Boss, my Be Everywhere then became like an anthem. So it's like a lot of sounds who had Be Everywhere and I wasn't playing Baby Wayne before remembers, oh yeah, them tune that bad. So it's like those two things are things that I carry with pride, knowing that, yeah, like I'm personally responsible for that in this era. Within this era, I'm more to myself, I'm personally responsible for that. Yeah. Right. A few others, but
And again, we in Atlanta, we have a reemergence of why Atlanta is a great neutral environment, proximity to Jamaica, to Florida. And yes, of course, when it's cool, yo, fly down to the GA. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice place. But we have some kings down here. I can't let you be your king shine without remembering that there is a king animosity and is a way that you ask a question. Are you ready for King Animosity, or is King Animosity ready for King Shine?
King Animosity got their own problems. They ain't got me to worry about. They got their own problems. King Animosity got their own problems. I'm ready for it. I don't know if they're ready for me. I'm ready for everybody. I think my record shows that I'm ready for anybody. Whether they're ready for me, I don't know. That's up to them. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see them as the no king of Atlanta, though. I don't. I just personally don't. They've won two clashes in Atlanta. You can't win two clashes in a place and claim it. That just don't work for me. That's just how I see it.
That's what's up. We just ask questions. And again, it's sometimes the way you ask the question for certain hosts. Is the last one
good songs, good song. They're doing their thing. They're making their mark, you know.
Again, they make a splash. Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing their thing.
Same way, we're supposed to be hosts, media platforms. Sometimes you're a host of event. And again, maybe it's not as easy as people think. Just go up there and ask for the rounds, just ask for the things. What is it sometimes when you host an event in Canada, host an event, and it's just juggling? What is it that hosts probably don't remember or they do too much? They in their feelings.
Yeah, hosts got to remember they are not the star of the show. You're just there to move the show along, to keep things in order and move it along. A lot of times I see hosts hosting clash, they get too caught up. And another thing, when you hosting, go easy on the libations. Don't let the liquor, I don't drink liquor, so I'm good to go. Some people, they get under their sauce, they get under their liquor, and they start talking, and they forget it's not about them, especially in a clash. And me, I tell people all the time, there's not a lot of good hosts out there. I'm not even gonna sit here and act like there is. There's only a handful of people that I can honestly say host clashes within our region, on the Eastern Seaboard.
Right.
That I say, those are good hosts. It's not a bunch of them. It's not a lot of them. Most of the ones that I rate are sound men, because they kind of know how it go. They know that, look, they can look and tell, okay, he need a minute. Let me pull up time. You can look and tell and be like, all right, he's ready. Let me give it to him now, because it's a vibe you work off. A lot of times these hosts don't know. Look, man, the sound just played, and now I'm ready to jump right in because I got something. And they there reading out flyers, bigging up friends, cousin, and it's like, you're killing my vibe.
Not now.
You as a sound man, you kind of get that energy. It's almost like a natural thing. You're able to pick up that energy. And sometimes you're able to look at the sound man and can tell, all right, he need a minute. Or he'll even look at you and get, and a person who don't play sound, they won't even know that look. They won't even know that signal of, one minute. Hosting is not as easy as people think.
You got to read the room. You're indebted to the promoter, quote unquote, who pay you, but you're there to work the crowd. You got to let them finish the forward, right? Or they're unruly. So you got to know energy. It's a vibe.
Yeah, definitely, man. And we got to remember, nobody's paying to see you. So don't make it about you. It's the main thing.
That's what's up. That's what it is. He's always transparent. He's a good father. He's a good husband. But it's good to talk to Jimmy sometime, and good to see you online. And
definitely.
Stay well, bro.
Pick up everybody. You already know how that go, man.